Sorry, I'm asking nicely to step out.
Are the issues of your workers not important to you?
The intended recipient of the coal was Clean Power executive Jeffrey Packey, but the Grinch and half a dozen union members were quickly ushered outside after leaving the coal at the reception desk. Janitor Geraldine Jeans, who works for a unionized Milwaukee company that offers health and vacation benefits, says she came to pressure Clean Power to allow its workers to unionize and bargain for higher wages.
They're not going to be able to buy their family, their children, you know, Christmas gifts because of the money they're getting paid, you know, the wages that they're making, you know.
Union organizer Ian Biddle says the Grinch prank is part of a larger campaign to win better wages for the more than 1,500 mostly part-time janitors Clean Power employs. He says most haven't received a raise in years, and many are single-parent moms who are patching jobs together to support their families. But Clean Power CEO Jeffrey Packey says his employees appear to be happy with what they get.
With the exception of a few individuals that we have, our employees haven't indicated that they're interested at all in unionizing, and we're going to take the lead from our employees because they're the heart and soul of this company.
The union is lobbying the Milwaukee City Council to write to Clean Power, urging them to raise wages to the level of unionized janitors in the city. Meanwhile, union organizing efforts continue in Madison, where Clean Power has just won a multi-million-dollar contract to clean several state government buildings. The union is lobbying the state to force Clean Power to sign a neutrality agreement, pledging not to interfere with its organizing effort. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.